What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real. Hello, 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 beautiful human beings. And welcome to Peace of Mind, baby. I am so blessed to be finally here speaking to you guys. I apologize that this week's episode is a day late, not a week. Last time it was a week, but this time we're healing a little better. I'm actually apologetic, but not apologetic because I'm unapologetic because I actually met this very amazing poetic woman. And she told me that I can release my craft whenever I want to release my craft. And don't let anybody put any expectation or timer on me for my craft. And I like to have it on every Sunday because it's punctual and it makes me responsible for it. And it's something that I'm passionate about and I want to be serious about it and make it a priority to document all this craziness. But also, I just feel that it's essential to also be patient with myself. I tried to sit down and record this podcast 30 fucking times. Like, I was like, come on, like, put myself in many different situations and was rushing and pinched and, like, even got the chance to finally sit down and didn't have the time. But today, it was, even though it took so much, even to get here, I'm fucking blessed to be here. I'm so excited to, I don't know, break this down with you guys. The universe has taken me for a goddamn tool. A toll. Not a tool. Kind of a little bit like a tool, but I know there's a lot of planetary shifts going on too. It's the Aries Venus was going on a little bit ago. We also had a retrograde going on. What was it called? A Chiron retrograde. Didn't know about it until I asked my mentor, and she told me that basically, we had this plan about everything that was going to happen, and none of that shit happened. And everything's shifting, but it's shifting for the right reason. So we're having to adjust to this immediate change that we weren't expecting, and that is what I'm currently dealing with. Yeah, in so many fucking ways. I was supposed to go to Sweden, if any of you even talked to me. I was mad excited about this trip. I was really excited to let this be my creative outlet, my place where I could just flourish and finally kind of force myself to get under a tree and start writing something and get some, like, motivation back. I've been really looking for this motivation to get this words out and this writing out. And I went the first time and my COVID test didn't come in time. And so then I came home and then I made all these different shifts, started making more better financial shifts for myself, having to put down some other trips that I was planning to do, some stuff to benefit my future self. And just really, like, finding this balance and, like, trying to get some type of grounding, and was kind of finding some shift, and I was like, you know what, like, this was good. I came home, I shifted a little bit, now I'm ready to go, and I head to the airport, and for the second time, I get told that my COVID test would not last long enough for me to enter Sweden, and so it came to a point where it's just like, okay, like, it felt just like the universe was really halting, and it was like, stay, you need to stay, and it's like, why? I have in my journal 10 million thousand times, like, why? Like, why do I need to stay? What do I need to do here? Like, you know, what? What's up? Like, what's going on? But I've found so much from this shift. Being home put me on a little bit of a whirlwind, but it's really causing me to do this. I pulled this, the devil's card, which, you know, with tarot, I always don't, even there's like a death card, don't see it as a negative thing, but
it's causing for this look in the mirror kind of thing, and really finding these qualities about myself that I might not like, and that I may need to ground myself, and that I may not get to do everything, and I may have to have some FOMO, and I need to make some shifts. And it's honestly kind of attracted a great new energy into my life. I'm also learning how to be solo again. I've been solo. I'm always riding solo. But right now I'm like actually solo, like geographically and just like mentally. I'm like geographically, I'm usually solo. I'm usually in the middle of fucking New York, but for some reason I still feel solo there, but still, solo here. This is usually not my solo place. But I'm back here again, doing it again. And, learning how to find comfort in myself again, learning how to love myself again, loving to hang out with myself. It's all regrowing. Your relationship with yourself never really truly does stop. It doesn't. So yeah, I just, there's something really big about, facing adversity in life. And, actually, Sunday morning is when I was going to record this podcast, but I woke up to a shattered window and a burnt cig in my car. And what for? I have no idea. And who did? I have no fucking clue. But I hope they got all they needed to get out. Even from that, I've gotten new abundance in my life. But... was feeling super unmotivated after experiencing that and having the window smashed and going through that moment. I felt so discouraged. Even my energy got ugly. Instead of being like, you know what, it's okay. I took the punch and I let it beat my ass and kind of like rock me around a little bit. And, you know, I took one of my friends saying, when you're addressed with negative energy, instead of absorbing the energy, you're allowed to be the light that fights that energy. And it made me kind of stop. And there's been many moments and I feel like I'm in this, like sometimes, you know, when we're in a negative headspace, the negative things pile because we're attracting the negative. Oh, look, this beautiful butterfly. Oh, okay. I'll tell you guys about that later. I'm like, I'll get sidetracked. But, where was that? Negative energy. Absorbing negative energy. Yes. We have to be the light that repels the negative energy. When you're in a, there we go. When you're in a negative headspace, you're naturally attracting negative energy because you don't feel good. And your aura is a little dimmer than it is when it's bright. This is going to attract that same thing. Even this poetic lady that I met talked about this in our romantic lives and even in our human lives. The things we attract are a reflection of the aura and the energy that we are excluding to the world, whether that be negative or positive. So sometimes there are moments when I'm attracting things and I take a step back and I'm like, well, who the fuck am I? What am I putting out that's bringing these kind of people? What is it? What's calling? You know, what is calling to these kind of people? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. There's love out there for all of us, in all different forms. But let me stop being simp. I guess it's not even on topic, but it kind of is because it's fucking true. Just being more cautious about the energy that you're excluding will really help you understand where to absorb and where to put your energy. Getting to this spot, and that's where I'll get into this spot because there was a beautiful butterfly, and this is just an amazing spot. It's kind of in a circle, which I've been noticing when trees are in circles, it's giving real, like, there's some magical shit going on in the middle of it. Even I noticed outside of my house, there's like this little, like, tree that I've never fucking noticed and has such a pretty root and then has all these flowers around it. And I'm like, bro, fairies gotta live in that shit, like, casual living space. I've been really, I personally rely on my ancestors a lot. I speak to my ancestors all the time. I've found this new relationship with speaking to my higher self. Your higher self can be talked to through meditation or through your pendulum if you have one. I am, like I've told you guys, I'm getting into the pendulum and it's really fucking cool. Just a little pendulum story. I just recently performed my first Reiki on my aunt and her baby. And it was one of the most special things I've ever done. It's really funny because we were talking about it, and you know, you could be certified in Reiki and things like that. But I've just had Reiki done on me many, many times, and not many times, but recently in my life, I've had it done in different ways, and just gaining the experience with these people allowed me to perform it myself. Definitely will be looking into getting certified and getting serious about it. That is one of my goals and has always been one of my goals. But I believe that performing that for my aunt was so personal and special. It was also done under a Scorpio moon where we were talking to my Scorpio grandmother, and there was like all these like Christmas lights around us. It was just very, very, like, very witchy and cool and very spiritual and super connected. And that is also one of the reasons why me staying home, me being able to do that for my aunt at a time of need immediately was so awesome. It was so fucking awesome. And I remember going home being like, that's why you left me. Like, that's why you made me stay here. Somebody had to do that. Somebody had to clear that energy. And I'm so thankful that I was there to input and able to connect. You know, it's like I always say, like when I talk about spiritual community and surrounding ourselves around spiritual women, being around my aunt is one of my favorite things in the world. She was literally my mother in another realm. She's had readings where she's picked me up out of rivers and crazy shit, but really been able to connect and understand her and growing with her and growing with her children has been such an amazing experience and something I'm so thankful for. But also, back to the plot before I started talking about pendulums, I've really been getting into trusting my body and listening to my body. And I think that's also developing with this connection to my higher self. Because, you know, my ancestors are other bodies, but being able to connect to my own body is allowing me to really know the answers for what I need and what I need to attract. I feel like a lot of my choices have been really body-led, and it's really taking me where I need to go. And it's so much comfort. There's so much comfort in it. And it's guiding me, you know, and I'm really trusting it, and I'm learning, and I hope you guys are learning too. And, you know, I think this week I just needed the extra day, and sometimes, I'm sorry, y'all, you need the extra day. So if you need the extra day to listen to your body or do something for yourself or simply just allow yourself to breathe, give it to yourself because you fucking deserve it. And don't be too hard on yourself, and be cautious about the energy and aura you exude to the world. And, you know, I didn't even get to mention I went to another silent healing with Tammy. And this time I actually got to bring my brother and my best friend. And it was fucking awesome once again. So much clarity. I always get so much clarity through these things. And I cannot wait to host my own silent healing. I really would like to do one in New York soon. Right when I get back, actually, like that is a goal. I'm manifesting and setting that up into the atmosphere as we speak. But yes, really finding peace in the silence. Ooh, and this is a good thing we can talk about. If any of you guys have any fire in you, maybe some earth, but I feel more fire because earth is more, cautious, I feel, or more pickier about their outlashes. But if you're fiery, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. There's moments that there are people do things and we just want to, like, gah, like, you know, like we want to use our flame. And if you're fiery, you know what I'm fucking talking about.
There was this girls, and we were at the silent healing. And what's funny is my friend asked me before. She was like, oh, excuse me. They were like, when you, if someone were to come into this bookstore and knock all these books over, like, would you flip out on them? Or would you just, like, back up and then help the bookstore clean up the books? And I was like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Then it made me think back about, like, all the times that, like, there's been moments where, like, well, one, I don't ever stand for men making women feel uncomfortable. I will lash the fuck out. If there's anybody being disrespected, it will cause for me to lash out. But there's moments when you don't always have to. And there's moments, I think, even when I was little, I would feel so ashamed of my flame. Like, I would, ooh, come on, ashamed of my flame. That's deep. That I would, like, if I would be angry with people, I would shut down because I don't want that energy to be excluded to the world. I don't want to be somebody who's aggressive, or, you know, I remember being called aggressive a lot and being really insecure about that. But I've also, the older and more powerful I've gotten, known how to claim that and use it for good. And it's like reminding me of the last Airbender, where, like, the fire people have to learn how to use their power because that shit is strong as fuck. But during the silent healing, so she asked me that question. So during the silent healing, there's a, where obviously there's like signs and stuff that says this is a silent healing. Well, these girls come over and they're like, oh, I didn't know beforehand that they knew what the silent healing was. Supposedly they knew this, they could whisper, but their friend came and they were just speaking so loud. And I was like, whoa, like, why are you hollering? Like, this is a silent healing. I'm trying to silently heal. Please shut the fuck up. Like, in turn in my head, there's moments where I would get this pump and I'm like, damn, like, okay, but how many times? No, this is what I said to myself. I said, oh, now you want the silence. Because before, the silence would make me feel uncomfortable and make me fidgety. But now that the sound is bothering my silence, because it's a sound that I dislike, I have a problem. But they're not even doing anything, really, you know? And it's not really affecting me. It's not hurting anything. And it caused for this internal conflict during this silent healing thing that I went to. And I talked to Tammy after, and we talked about it because she talked about it with the group, which was really funny. I was experiencing the same emotion. Not every moment is worth lashing out on. Not every moment deserves a fit, deserves a flame. Sometimes we have to put our guard, not even our guard, but put our hands down. You don't got to fight everything. You're not at war all the time. Not everybody's out here to get you. Be peaceful and, you know, express when you feel you need to express. You know, I'm a fucking Sag. I got passion for days. I can talk like anybody's mom or grandpa, shit. But really, like, use your flame for good and use it when it's right. You know, I'm learning a lot about my flame and a lot about my words and a lot about being honest with people, even when it makes me feel uncomfortable. And that I'm still working on. I mean, I am a very honest person. Like, I'm not out here being sleazy, but I just, you know, I fear disappointing people when sometimes some people just need me to be straight up with them. And, you know, you hurt people more. I sound like somebody's mom, but you hurt people more when you don't tell them the truth in the beginning. And, you know, realizing a lot with myself about the way I interact with people. I just know if energy is right or wrong. And I just know if my energy is compatible with another's very quickly. And that's not all the time, because I don't want to say that's an all the time thing, but most of the time, if I know something's not right, it's not right. And instead of backing away from it, I need to be vocal about it and communicate that. And, you know, that's not always easy. But yeah, guys, lots of fucking lessons flowing. But I did, today I started a new journal. And on the front of it, it says, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul. I'm sitting in this beautiful spot that was very much spirit-led. They even made me walk through the hot path instead of the shaded one. And I was just like, you know what, I'm going to surrender and I'm going to listen. And I am in a beautiful spot. And it wasn't until I was like, is this my spot? Sun peeking through. It's a very beautiful piece. I'm under these bamboo trees. A butterfly came out and fluttered through the air. And I was like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to do this. And, you know, it's actually funny. It's kind of like a public spot. Like, people could walk through. But I haven't heard anybody. I haven't had one interruption because I'm holding space. And I ask you to hold space and speak your mind and take care of yourselves and know that I fucking love you. Everything's going to be all right, baby. Bob wouldn't say it if he didn't mean it. I love you. Be peaceful. Be mindful. And give love. Only love. Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.